All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. This is a quick review of Reign of the Superman, which is the sequel to The Death of Superman. It's a DC animated movie, and I was able to watch the special showing thanks to Phantom Events that has it showing today, and also they were showing it yesterday, and I was able to go to the movie theater and check it out, so I wanted to give you guys a quick review. Instead of doing a full show with the guys, we'll be back for a future show. Let's give you guys a quick review of what I thought of the movie. So before you waste your time and watch it, because it is going to be coming out available, of course, on Blu-ray and and also anything that you can actually purchase it on PlayStation, Xbox, you know, iTunes, all that stuff. I'm sure in Google as well. And I enjoyed the movie. It is, picks up right after, The Death of Superman. Okay. And, if anybody has ever read before, The Death of Superman, they know what the premise of the story is. After Superman dies, he is replaced by about four different, Supermen in the, continuity of DC. So we have, Steel, which is the, forget his name now, the Iron John Irons, I believe is his name. And he's just inspired by Superman and makes the, you know, he's a scientist. Jeremy Iron Johns, I think, believe is his name. And he makes a metal suit to do continue Superman's work. And he is called Steel. Then we also have the clone of Superman, which is revealed to be also a clone, path clone of Lex Luthor as well, which he is the new Superboy. Then we have the cyborg Superman, which is mysterious in the movie in the beginning, where he's from. But without spoiling it for you, I'll let you guys enjoy it. Of course, if you've already read the comic book version of this, you already know what's coming from. And then the Eradicator version of Superman, which is more like a gangster version of Superman. He's not shy about killing people and all that good stuff. So
backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Lois' character is very front and center in the story, and it's more her trying to get down to the bottom of what these Supermen are, where they come from. And it's really interesting movie. I like the dynamic between Lex Luthor and Superboy. It's got a weird, you know, dynamic because he technically is his father, too. It definitely deviates a little bit as far as the Eradicator's origin from the comic book. So if you're a purist, if you liked the comic book run of the story, and anything less will be not suitable for you, it's probably not your thing. So you'll probably be disappointed when you watch this. But if you're open-minded and you like something new, it was a good animated show. The return of Superman was great, and you know, he has all his full black suit and all that good stuff. The Justice League are supporting characters, of course, and very interesting. The end is great. The fight scenes are great. Great animation, of course. Always DC animations always comes through with the great animation. Very, very good paced story. There is a little lacking on some of the explanations of backstory. Of course, if you've seen Death of Superman, you know, you're going to have to put two and two together. To figure out what, you know, where the other characters are coming from, but not enough time for exposition on those characters in the movie, but it doesn't feel rushed. So I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you've been enjoying all these DC animated shows that have been coming out, the straight to DVD, or should I say Blu-ray movies. It's definitely worth a shot. I'd say I give it about 3.5 stars, maybe 4 stars out of 5. Definitely 3.7, I'd say. 3.7, I think I'm comfortable with that. And it's definitely worth your time. So when it comes out, go watch it. It's also in the movie theaters today. I think they have showings like at 8 o'clock around town. You can look, look online. And Adam App, I believe, shows it. Reign of Superman. The Reign of Superman, or Death of Superman and The Reign of Superman. And go check it out. If not, check it out when it comes out. Available worldwide. Which hopefully probably next week, I believe, it will be the release. So hope you enjoy it. And we will be having a review of Glass after we watch the preview tomorrow, me and Tarek Lewis. So we'll be back again this week with another Geek Culture Congress. So hope you guys enjoyed this quick review of Reign of Superman. And we'll be back in a couple days.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.